This is WBMD in Baltimore. My name is Virginia Bean. January is known as Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and although this is not January, the work goes on. Founded in 2007, the Samaritan Women is a Christian nonprofit organization whose mission is to advance quality care for these people. We're talking today with Jean Allard, Executive Director of the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care. Welcome to the program, Jean.
Thank you, Virginia.
Jean, how did Samaritan Women outreach begin?
Well, it's a long story, probably longer than your broadcast, but the super short version is I was not involved in ministry or human services in any way. I was an internet consultant down in Washington, D.C., and the Lord pressed upon me some introductions that made me aware of this problem, and I just kept pursuing it out of, frankly, a broken heart, and got to a point where I wasn't finding any resources for people who were suffering in this way. And you know how sometimes they say, don't tell God you're available? So I made myself available, and that led to my purchasing the property to start this ministry.
First of all, how do the people who are being trafficked know to come to you for help?
All of our referrals come from another individual, usually law enforcement, a social worker, somebody who might be in a case management role. But over the years, we have seen more referrals coming from hospitals and rehabs and addiction services, jails, hospitals. So awareness, like what you're doing today, is so vital, because the more we understand about the problem, the better the referrals will be. And so we will get a call or an email from somebody who says, I've got somebody here, she's looking for long-term care, and then we will go through a process to see if she's a fit for our organization. There are about 103 organizations like us across the United States, and we're working very actively right now to build up more services so that more survivors can be served.
Well, speaking of helping, how do you go about helping?
Well, we have launched an initiative under the Institute for Shelter Care to train individuals in the model, in the best practices, in effective ministry, so that hopefully we can create more shelter programs across the United States, because our research yields that 13 states in America have no shelter program and 10 states only have one. And so there's clearly a deficit of care options. So what we've seen over the last 12 years is that women will be flown in from all over the country because we're one of the few services available. And we can change that. So for those individuals who are believing that they are getting called into this kind of work, we now offer a methodology and tools and curriculum for them to do this with excellence.
In addition to shelter, do you do counseling?
That's all part of what the women receive in these programs. It's really whole person care. They often come to you with absolutely nothing and years of trauma. And so the therapeutic side of what we do is as important as the way we're pouring into life skills, vocational skills, academic, relational, and spiritual care.
What is your website address?
If you go to thesamaritanwomen.org and then ways to give, you can see that there are a variety of options for people. So there's very creative ways in investing in the kingdom.
We've been talking today with Jean Allard, Executive Director of the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care, both in Baltimore. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Community Bridge.
Thank you for advancing awareness.
This has been Community Bridge. If you are aware of a need, interest, or concern in your area, or have any questions about the programming you just heard, please call us toll-free at 1-800-543-1495. You're listening to Family Radio, reminding you that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thank you for listening to Family Radio. Hear the word.